Welcome to the special Christmas episode of Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting on episode 20 of Ore Monogatari. If you'd like to watch along, then start watching now. So I guess this is the sort of aftermath of the whole pregnancy and giving birth and all that. And everything really did turn out for the best. You know, I'm almost ashamed to admit that I sort of doubted it, but, you know, everything just seems to be going kinda well. Yamato is understandably pretty interested in, Takeo having a baby sister, but, you know, I'm not sure that factors into the title of the episode, which I believe was My Chocolate, in reference presumably to Valentine's Day. Oh, there we have it, Valentine's Day. So, you know, I'm wondering precisely how it's going to factor in with the newborn baby around. So it seems like the Valentine's Day chocolate thing might be kind of mutual. So, you know, Takeo and Yamato would give each other chocolate, but I can't help but imagine that Yamato would make something totally from scratch. And, you know, under most circumstances, I'd imagine it's primarily the thought that counts, but in Yamato's case, you know, I'd imagine she would make something very good. So I guess this is also interesting, you know. Makoto generally received a lot of chocolate because that's how it goes. You know, girls give chocolate to boys they like. And seeing as how nobody really liked Takeo for the longest time, you know, this is really like a first. You know, it's nice that he's so excited about it that he didn't really sort of, come to grips with the reality that this would naturally happen. You know, it's simplistic in a way that it hasn't totally set in that, you know, they've been dating and they've been rather forthright about how they feel fairly often. But I guess, in a way, it's nice. You know, it speaks to, I guess, like, a childlike quality, you know, not in the sense of childishness, but, I guess more in the sense of innocence and purity. Alright, so here we go, you know, there's also the possibility of a second kiss. Because, you know, that was, a little bit of an issue, you know, when do you do the second one? And it turns out the answer is whenever you want. Now this is presenting a bit of an interesting wrinkle too. You know, Yamato's friend from the Christmas episode wants help making chocolate, seeing as how this is something entirely outside of her skill set, and You know, clearly she wants to do something for her boyfriend, but doesn't have the requisite ability. So I'm wondering if, I guess they're going to spend a lot of time together this episode, because, you know, they do have to, presumably meet the new baby and all that. But on the other hand, I feel like there's decent opportunity for Yamato to help her friend in Tokyo to take care of his little sister now. You know, it might be a good opportunity for two sort of, well, I guess separate stories running parallel. it's nice how excited he is about this whole thing. You know, of course I'm free. You don't even have to ask the question. And it makes him, in his own mind, it makes him seem a little too eager, but you know, I don't think there's really such a thing. Yeah, you know, it is something that he sort of tries to play it cool. Now, that is something interesting. If you're buying, like, luxury high-end chocolate, you know, it makes sense that you only get a very little bit and it costs a relatively high amount, you know, quality of ingredients and craftsmanship and all that. Okay, so I think I know what's going on here. Aside from Takeo's one friend who now has a girlfriend, the rest, you know, they all want to hang out with Yamato's friends. I can't blame the guys, honestly. You know, I feel like they don't have to resort to all these sob stories. I feel like Takeo would just go along with it on principle, but man, you know, he doesn't have to rub it in. Yeah, you know what? I feel like, maybe these guys... Oh! Alright, you know, I was gonna say, maybe these guys shouldn't give in to despair, seeing as how Takeo has succeeded. But on the other hand, Makoto says, you know, hey guys... Leave him alone, you know, he didn't get to spend Christmas with just his girlfriend. You know, Takeo's not necessarily listening, he's going to ask Yamato anyways, but, you know, Makoto makes a good point. If there are all these romantic holidays, you know, sometimes you should just spend it with your significant other. And I guess, good on Yamato's friends for being open to the idea. Because, you know, I generally understood that none of them were particularly interested in any of Takeo's friends, but... Well, I mean, that still might be the case, but they're not opposed to the idea of spending time with them. Wow, that's... That's something, all right. Although, you know, if anybody were to emerge uninjured, surely it would be Takeo. Wow. Yeah, you know, I really do question the wisdom of doing back extensions like that hanging out a window. Surely that's not the only way you could have gotten in your exercise. So it seems like a big get-together is on now, and, you know, Makoto's not really rubbing anything in or commenting, but I feel like he's got something extra to say here, like, you know, maybe you shouldn't immediately bend the whims of your friends on this holiday for people in relationships. You know, it is nice that he wants to help them and everything, and... I guess Makoto's probably unaware that all the girls are going through the effort of making chocolate. You know, I wonder just how much work goes into it. Because, like, I feel like it has to be something, you know, a person with a busy life could feasibly do. But at the same time, you know, as with all things cooking, there's a decent barrier to entry. You know, like, some things you can just sort of cook with no skill, but I feel like, chocolate might not be one of them given all the weird melting points and stuff like that. Yeah, now, you know what, I think these girls are all just thinking a little bit too much. You know, I don't think any guy would find it creepy to receive a handmade gift under these circumstances from a girl they don't really know. You know, I think more than anything else they'd appreciate it, especially given the effort. Yeah, you know, I'm wondering if this is going to end up being like the Christmas episode where everybody sort of pairs up. You know, it would be kind of nice. But at the same time, you know, I don't think Valentine's Day really has quite the same connotations in Japan. And you know what? Takeo is kind of getting his hopes up that everything's going to go great. You know, I don't think that it won't be the case that things will go poorly or anything, but I feel like, you know, it might not be the absolute success for all of his friends that he would like it to be. Alright, so here's some Makoto lore, you know. He doesn't really date just because, you know, there's nobody worth it in his mind. You know, that's interesting, I guess. I can't say I fault him for that. You know, there's no point in puttering around and dating if it's not gonna go anywhere. You know, otherwise you're just wasting everyone's time. It is kind of interesting that Yamato's being the assertive one here. You know, she doesn't really seem like the type, but I guess, given that she helped make everything, you know, I guess she might as well take the lead. Now, that's an interesting demand that all the single girls give out chocolate to a guy. I feel like that's purely for their own gratification. I can't say I blame them. You know, were I in their situation, I'd probably, maybe I wouldn't request it, but I'd certainly go along with it. Alright, you know what, that's nice. That's a nice change of pace here. You know, they receive handmade chocolate, now they're willing to foot the bill. Oh dear, so Takeo, he's really just got chocolate on the brain here. And I guess to his credit, he doesn't want to stress Yamato unduly. I mean, I don't think she would be stressed by it at all, honestly. You know, I think she's fairly confident in her abilities to cook and bake and all that. You know, I guess it's, just a coincidence that everything is chocolate-related. You know, hot chocolate on the menu, her bag being chocolate brown. Oh dear, you know, I'm wondering if this is, how the episode means to go on. You know, he's trying to just sort of wait and bide his time, but everything immediately reminds him of the chocolate. Although that said, you know, Yamato hasn't really passed out the chocolate to Takeo yet. So I'm wondering if that's going to be a big scene, because I feel like there's a fair bit of romance involved. Alright. You know what? I should really check this pessimistic streak of mine, apparently, because it seems like things really are working out for all of Takeo's friends, you know? They suggested hanging out with Yamato's friends without, you know, Yamato or Takeo around, and they're going for it. And, you know, there was nothing to really suggest they would be that interested before, but, you know, things are just going well. Alright, so it's interesting that Takeo hasn't received the chocolate yet, and ultimately it's probably not that big a deal, you know. Although Yamato is being maybe a little evasive, I'm wondering if maybe she botched the batch of chocolate and she's kind of embarrassed about it. I mean, maybe I'm being a bit dismissive by saying it's not that big a deal. I mean, to Takeo, it certainly is something of a big deal. You know, I can imagine why he would feel this way, and I can imagine I'd probably feel similar in his shoes. But at the same time, you know, I'm sure there's a very good reason for it. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna call it right now. There's definitely some sort of misunderstanding or miscommunication behind the whole thing. Well, I guess that's interesting. You know, Takeo recalls that perhaps it was his fault to a degree. Okay, so that is the chocolate then. Okay, I guess I assumed it was, cookies or something. Oh dear. Alright, yeah, you know, I guess I'm in the same boat as Takeo, I just sort of glossed right over it, I suppose. Oh dear. You know, I don't think this is any big problem or anything, ultimately. But Takeo no doubt realizes that he's kind of messed up, and he'll probably have to fix things. Oh dear. You know, I'm wondering if maybe falling off the building was foreshadowing. Okay, no, I guess not. He just decided to use the door like a human being. Now, I guess I'm wondering, okay. So yeah, it turns out it was truly a miscommunication after all. Yamato made a lot of chocolate, you know, she just didn't have a container big enough at the time. Yeah, so, alright, that's something. Alright. You know what, I'm glad things turned out this way. You know, the stuff before was merely like a group activity. You know, not necessarily shame on me for missing it, or indeed shame on Takeo for missing it. But now this is, you know, this is the real deal. This is something he can appropriately savor and thank Yamato for. Now, I guess this just leaves the fact that Takeo didn't really run to the department store yet and buy her that special chocolate they had both mentioned at different times. So I'm wondering if that's still on the table or what. Alright, so you know what, maybe it's not on the table, but, you know, he's blowing her a kiss. And that's, you know, it's kind of sweet. It's not a real kiss, but she certainly treats it as if it were. Alright, that's a rather sweet note. You know, as nice as the chocolate is, it's rather unfortunate that Takeo has to enjoy it so loudly. Yeah, and you know, just in case we forgot, there are other girls who do want to give him chocolate, albeit not under the same circumstances. I guess it is nice that that girl decided to wait a day, you know, just so as to not, stir the pot again. So I'm wondering if this is like the next plot thread, you know, a girl giving Makoto chocolates and, you know, there might be some extra sincerity there. I hope that works out too. Alright, well that's it for this episode. If you've enjoyed it, then by all means, tune in for the next one. Merry Christmas, Space Cowboy.